You're listening to Gunapod TT.
Welcome, 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 welcome back. It is another episode of Gunapod TT. This is your boy Dion, and I'm here as always with none other than Keegan Bowen. Keegan, say what's up, man.
What's up, Gunas? We're back after the long World Cup break. Some would argue a little longer than the World Cup.
More than just a World Cup break. At this point, I have to say, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Boxing Day, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever it is you're celebrating, because we've been away for a while. I still had to say Happy New Year. We're in the year 2023. The year Arsenal going to lift the trophy. Anyway.
All right. Carried.
Getting carried immediately.
Yeah. If we get signings in January, then I could see us going all the way. But without signings,
we've been our way, but I still have to say congratulations also to Argentina, Cup in the World Cup. I mean, you could touch quick on the World Cup. Who you thought was going to win it all? Oh, yeah, just didn't care.
To be honest, Brazil looked good, but they look good individually, like, so with individual players, not cohesive enough as a team for me.
Yeah.
And then, where is this thing about Jesus not starting, regardless of that one goal Richarlison score?
Richarlison is the man.
Anyways.
I thought
France looked good, but I always knew that because of the midfield's lacking, no Pogba, no Kante. I know that they may not have been able to go all the way because of the lack in the midfield. I liked England as well, but unfortunately, the top dog is a top down player. So he buckled under pressure and they weren't able to proceed.
I feel in the hate here, boy.
Hate nothing, the man quick. If you see the man face to take that pen, no, he came real vexed because I don't really like how England was playing.
Yeah. Well, you talking, but I have not. I don't watch.
I tried to watch all the games that Arsenal players played.
I watched the final, and I watched like from the 30th minute of the final.
Bro, the final, Di Maria, man, the match.
Yeah, they played well. I really thought the tournament was set up in the best way possible for Brazil to win it, and I really disappointed that they allowed Croatia to dump them again, but. And from the time Croatia went through, it was kind of like this feeling like it already set in stone now, boy.
Yeah.
I kind of glad Argentina beat Croatia so you didn't get the same final last World Cup. But all in all, I really didn't care too much for the World Cup. I really thought that England would have gone deeper. I really had picked England to beat France and upset people.
Harry Kane come to the World Cup to do a Spurs, so that is why.
I think... I ain't going to defend Harry, but I think it's real extraordinary pressure to take two in a game.
Yeah, but people call you a world-class player.
And I think coaches have to understand mentality because we're touching on this, we're going too far already. Yeah? Mm-hmm. But I remember watching a little interview with Jose, and Jose was saying what he likes about Harry Kane, which I found was funny. He likes about Harry Kane is Harry Kane practicing his penalty 3 days before the match. So he knows where he's going and kick before. Mm-hmm. And you see, the thing on his face was he get a penalty for the same game. He know where he's going and kick.
Right.
Getting the opportunity. The second one, when you're doing all that preparation, it's kind of like, what to do?
Rush it to the same place again?
Yeah, I guess. But I feel like he was worried in the sense that he thinking to himself it's possible he could get one pen.
Bro, I said, don't get trying to figure out why you're making excuses.
I'm not making excuses, man.
We talk about my side who slap up West.
No. I'm not making excuses. I just find it. I found it funny because when you go and you do all that preparation for one penalty, you're not prepared for the two, which means you should just have the mentality of a killer, right? True. Which he didn't have. So, that's all I wanted to say.
You want to pose it, dog?
Yeah, fine. And again, I just found that to be interesting. Now. But yeah, that's it for the World Cup. Congratulations to Lionel Messi. Finally getting the one trophy that was so elusive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. That's it. I know nothing else to say. Let's talk about the team that currently sits on top of the Premier League table, although it looking tenuous at the moment.
5 points clear, bro.
5 points, what the people find that tenuous, because it could have been, what, 10?
Eight.
It could have been about 8. Yeah. No? Anyway, it don't matter. It doesn't matter. Let me talk about the coming back from the World Cup on Boxing Day. We played against West Ham. And West Ham is a tough team to play against. I felt like it was going to be a challenge to come back against West Ham. And we thought about that West Ham game coming back out. Do you think we are just going on? Keep the ball rolling, keeping in mind. Gabby was injured, you know, and all those sort of things.
I was very concerned about this game. I was very concerned about this game because momentum is a thing.
Yeah.
And it's 11 human beings on the pitch who process emotions and things differently. So every one of them would have had a different World Cup experience, and for those who didn't go to the World Cup would have had their own experiences back in Colony.
Yeah.
But it's not Colony. I think they went
Dubai.
Dubai to do some warm-up training. So everybody would have been kind of like disjointed, whereas before the World Cup, I feel like everybody was singing from the same hymn sheet.
Yeah.
So in this game, I really like that the three forwards scored.
Yeah.
Saka, Nketiah, and Martinelli.
Saliba
looked like sitting on that bench for that World Cup really affecting boy.
For sure.
And I think it's still affecting him, which I think he should have played in the FA Cup.
Yeah, I think to be running like so much games nonstop, and then just going to sit on that bench for a month,
yeah.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, like, and he didn't even try and pull out Ben White, because Ben was like, yo, what's going on?
This is Madsen.
And Ben bust out from the camp early. We don't know why, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, coming out of this, the World Cup, I was worried about how players were going to come back. But I think one of the main reasons why I feel real confident that Arsenal could go on to really win it all, I wouldn't be surprised if we go on to win at all. It's because this team full of mentality monsters, boy. Like, these men went to the World Cup, and the team get kicked out, and you're thinking, they're going to take our 3 days
nobody
off.
Nobody took breaks.
Them men only playing Dubai football, let's go. And, I mean, you would think a man might say, yeah, but I could at least rock our 2 days. Nah. Men in Dubai, man, you know, disappointment or not from World Cup, they know that one mission to accomplish.
Yeah.
And that what I thought was going to be funny about the World Cup being in the middle of the season. It could be so disruptive for the players.
Mm.
But these players, bro, like, they just say, you know what? We have a mission. We forget the mission. We start in August.
And they came,
you know. So I was kind of worried about how it's going to fit because they didn't play with each other for a while.
Yeah, and that kinda, is my concern was the chemistry.
And you kind of saw it a little bit to start the game, you know. Mm-hmm. West Ham scoring to open, but I mean, come on,
fantastic, though.
Yeah, shout out to
where there was no chemistry, he became chemistry, bro.
Shout out to Martin. Martin.
Where there was Martin no chemistry, he became chemistry, dog.
Martin is the man, boy.
I really like how he's growing as a player and as a captain.
Bro, it's crazy, like, how much just game time will, like, change you. Because I remember before Odegaard come back, it's kind of like, buy him or don't buy him. Like, we seeing what he could be, but he just wasn't sure if he could go there.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, the player that we loaned is not the player we have right now.
No.
He's a much different beast. Mm-hmm. But he's much, much different. I don't want to gloat too much on him, man. But he really and truly, I feel like if you go back and watch a game from him, you know, you might think he's Fabio Vieira right now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, had he skill, had he talent, you're just not sure if he's going to burst into it now.
Yeah.
And he's doing it well. And goes to show 2 assists on the day.
Fabio actually reminded me a little bit of Ashavin. I'll talk about that.
Yeah, I'll get the chance to talk about that for sure.
Yeah, later on.
So, I mean, we finished this game 3-1. I mean, when you're winning and you're just winning in style, like, how much more we could see? I want to say, we will continue this channel as well, you know, and I give our big props to Nketiah. I think his big boots to fill. I don't think he's going to fill it like the way that, what's his face?
What?
Gabriel, when you're somebody, Jesus. Say, what's his face, dog? I don't even know why I said that.
But, Jesus, dog.
I don't think he could fill it like Jesus.
The general.
But I'm glad that he is chipping in with the goals so far, you know? So, yeah. It's like we have a different setup, but the mentality has stayed, and the guy's going at it.
Yeah.
And we came and we showed that off the bat return. Slap up that West Ham side, send them back West London, you know what I mean? You had any other thoughts on the game?
No.
I just want to say, boy, did I? Huh? Sorry, yeah. I asked you, I guess I'm going to cut you off.
That's all right.
But, bro, did I call you and Nketiah score that goal?
I think so.
Call you and Nketiah score that goal, but I couldn't believe Nketiah hit that man that turn. Come on, T-Right, slap it across the face of the goal. I was like, this is the Eddie we want to see. Yeah, you
Eddie,
know what I mean?
Eddie still needs to give you a little more convincing for me.
Yeah, but I think this run our games here, with too much better talent around him, I think we could see a little bit more from him. But let's move now, because, you know, we take a little rest, so we have a few games to get on to. And it's none other than the 6-goal chiller. Some of Arsenal haters could have said it could have been a 7-goal chiller, but whatever. You know, against Brighton.
Ooh, that fella, we had to get props to, boy.
From
Mitoma.
Mitoma.
Here now.
Mitoma.
He had. That's the first time I ever see. I mean. No, it's not Ben White, because Ben White come off, it was Tommy.
Hmm.
But he had that side that we right side hot, boy.
I mean, I ain't surprised. See all them men on them.
We right side hot, boy. Even when Ben White is on.
See all them men on them run it for the World Cup, boy. So I ain't surprised. I didn't really get to. I didn't see this game, I won't lie.
I watch it, me so, too, man. We hot.
Yeah, men on them. But Brighton is our team. And that is like coming back tricky. You know what I mean? You look at West Ham, Brighton, Newcastle coming back out. And then still after those games, you still have Tottenham, Man U. Before we get a little break in the side, everybody slapping up in Everton, right? So it's tricky to come back out. And yeah, we come and rest for them.
Lamptey player here too, boy.
Yeah, boy. It's crazy how Lamptey was like the next big thing as a right back.
Mm-hmm.
And now he just like...
He doing too much. I think he had to get the right coaching. He's still pretty young.
Yeah.
I think he had to get the right coaching. He's only 22, dog.
Alright, so at this point, you're going to stop talking about Brighton.
No, I still have one more Brighton player to talk about, boy.
Yeah, good.
That is Lewis Dunk, boy.
Lewis Dunk?
Bro.
That's a real white man, yeah, bro.
Bro, I watching this man play. He's 31, right? But I watching this man play. I seen...
Big defender.
How could a defender pass like prime prelo so dog? I might be reaching only, forgive me.
I feel like you're reaching.
But the man could real pass. Maybe not prime prelo, but the man could real pass, dog.
Mm. Passing like a prime Andre Santos.
Nah. Like, I called one of my partners, and he was like, that the same back line Ben might come from, you know? So
it's surprising.
Yeah, so that me. The way they play this ball playing Brighton team, I really like the brand.
Yeah.
And Dunk, big up you, dog.
Shout to Brighton, same way to, you know, losing a manager and just keeping it rolling.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're keeping the identity.
Yeah, they're keeping it rolling. The on top of the team that the manager went to. You know, you know, so and I take that little dig there, had luck. So yeah, what were your thoughts about the game rather than the players, though? Because you know it's a
well,
players.
I know, but in terms of the game again, bro, Saliba, damn.
Yeah, boy.
See, the one I mentioned earlier, Faki, boy. I ain't like to tell you.
Yeah. He looked a little
something about a World shaky. Cup. Faki, boy.
I think. Definitely, but I think he has shown the talent and the ability to bounce back. So I wait him for the bounce back and I worry about him, you know. But I feel like I will get into this a little later. Well, I don't want to, because this is like our little post.
Well, in terms of this game, I felt like this game was, you ever see a boxing match or like you're playing a video game or like a fighting game and nobody knows block. Everybody just fighting a third fist. That's how I felt about this game.
Because I mean, look, we were 3-0 up, bro.
A real end to end kind of.
Yeah, Swede done understood and then Brighton just.
The bow defenses starter and just attack.
Yeah, I found this game to be crazy, bro, because like I was only watching a game. I think I had something to do that day. And I was like, alright, we 3-0 up. Then I was like, 3-1, I was like, alright. Then I was like, 4-1, I was like, this game done. Then it's like 4-2. Then it's 4-3. And then it gets scratched back out because of offside.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know I watched the highlights and I was like, that's a real close offside.
Yeah.
Like, this game could have ended in our draw. And we managed to come out with the win.
Points, yeah.
And I mean, I don't feel like, even though like you're watching it, you're thinking it might happen.
Yeah.
I really didn't think it was going to happen, eh? I didn't believe like we was going to come back and draw this game.
Yeah.
So, you know, but shout out to all you men. As they say, every single attacking player on the score sheet. You know, Saka, again, Odegaard, and Ketia, Mata. Yeah.
2 games in a row, yes.
And it's good goals, bro. Like, when you, like as I tell you, when you was watching the highlights just now, look, like, imagine you just, you in your goal, and you seeing Martinelli and Saka running at you.
Oh, this is the game when he didn't score it.
Yeah, he didn't score it. And he said, ha, the keeper parried into the goal.
He didn't score it, eh?
But I mean, the keeper, you as the keeper, you know Martinelli could shoot. You know he could square. You can't set up for the shot alone.
Because
he could square. So you had to, you know. But that was rough, but.
Come on, your first post and he still get back through. Yeah. I'm so glad
Martinelli didn't square. All he goes in this game was some good things, though. Saka, that right foot into the roof. Oh, they got in
that
the top of the
goal, like. That was no offside?
No, he scored right. I think it was his right foot into the roof to start this game because it was his start of this game.
All right.
I could be wrong, eh? Like, you know, all the games were just. The game was just blue together.
Yeah.
But now I think it was this game, he right footed into the roof for sure. No, I lie. It was a deflection. And he just, it was the offside goal, I remember. And that was a nice goal, though. But yeah, still good goals. Top to bottom, everybody. Odegaard scoring the volley. And Katia, pouncing on the keeper scoring. Showing the poacher. That kind of thing.
And Captain Fantastic, boy. Captain Odegaard.
Shout out to Odegaard. He didn't get no assist this game. No, he got one.
Boy.
He got the last one.
Where there's no chemistry, he will become chemistry,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Shout out to him. So let's go. Anyway, I have nothing else.
Yeah, that's it for that game.
To say on this game.
Until Newcastle.
It's a game to talk about, bro. No draw. So we have no goals to talk about. What are your thoughts going into this game?
Well, at first I was like, okay, Newcastle, tough game where you go in. But then when I do all the digging and realize, wait now. Newcastle breathing down in the neck of the table.
Yeah.
I say Newcastle had the best defensive record in the league. Isn't it then reality? It's kind of hitting, and I was like, okay, this match could be tough. And tough it was. Newcastle came and they matched us.
Yeah.
For work, they matched us for work. It's unfortunate that, we didn't get a penalty shot, but for whatever way, it's always balanced itself out. So sometimes you might look at it and say, wait, well, we get teeth day. But then there are other times where you could like get something against us and we get it for us, you know?
Well, yeah, I think this season, not as bad as last season was, for sure. So far, with not getting any calls. So I'm not like real upset, especially on the four calls. Looking at this game, but I remember going into this and I was thinking, football not perfect, right? A team could be playing how good, how great, they ain't going on always be able to keep it rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And a good evidence of that is City right now.
Yeah.
City could literally swap out the whole starting 11, put out the starting 11, and it is still a good Premier League team.
Yeah.
You understand? Still a good Premier League team by swapping out the whole starting 11. They have arguably the greatest striker in the world right now on top.
Argue nothing. The man is the best right now, yeah. Dog. Well, I mean, on form, I don't know what he better.
Karim Benzema, well, I'm too. Like,
not on form, dog.
And the Ballon d'Or, you know. Anyway. I just we can argue that. That's a different topic. Yeah. You know, but, you know, having that. Who, every time City play, who you think stopping Haaland? Who you think stopping them from just Peter and your mercilessly,
but I tell you, man, get any brain there, though. When the draw, I think the draw game.
Yeah, and it goes to show that football, you can't win at all, no matter what. You know, man, what I mean? Get
any brain, yes.
And I tell people, listen, we Arsenal is our team. We'll pick up points where we thought we wasn't gonna pick up, and we would drop points where we thought we weren't going to drop it,
mm-hmm.
but. Newcastle turned on the table. And Newcastle turned on the table by doing what they did to us. Yeah. Holding it against the big teams, making sure they don't score. And then they're dealing with all them small side.
Yeah, it's like how Arteta put it. You had to be prepared to suffer in games.
Yeah.
Arteta's always said that Newcastle suffer.
They came knowing we not letting Arsenal win. Yeah. And they played the game.
That was their game plan. That was their whole game plan.
And people get vexed, bro. People be like, yo. And I'm gonna come and play the football. So
yeah.
Let Newcastle open up his bag, dog. You understand what I'm saying? Like they know they will get back and they come to do what they know they could do. Mm-hmm. And I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at Arsenal players because the low block against very good defensive players going on be hard to beat.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. If it had no channels for Martinelli and Saka and them to run proper for
the guy to find them.
They played real tight, them man. Them men say we not giving Martinelli and Saka the space.
And no half space for him, would they got it? Huh?
Nothing.
Oh, but this is a game where Saka needed to come off.
Bro.
Oh, he was lemme.
And
I remember that game I was saying, wait, boy, if we had a little, make a name, boy.
Bro.
The man who come back for Smith Rowe, so
yeah, play, yeah. This game. Because
Saka had load, they gave Saka all the space, dog.
No, and obviously. Obviously, I mean, I will be honest, people keep saying, you know, Xhaka transform.
He improve, but he I improve wouldn't say transform.
No, I mean, nobody, like, look all your doubt in him, man.
That's still doubt in him, bro.
So what I will say about Granit again, you know, I think Granit is a player that has the ability to play very close to his ceiling. But his ceiling not our greatest. And the rest of the team will accentuate him and make him better. You understand what I'm saying? So if he's playing in a really good system, he could function in it. But if every part shut down, you understand what I'm saying? You're making sure party playing deep, he can really progress as possible, mm-hmm. and you're locked down Odegaard. Come on, Jack and advancing your ball as fast. And I really just wish we had one more dynamic midfield, boy. And this is really the point I want to get to. Because what I was saying earlier about Saliba, I find it interesting that Tomiyasu was our starter last season. Can't start. Right? Can't start in the Premier League for Ben White. And Arteta has this massive, like, weaponry of like cash he could use
in the defensive backline right now,
right? But what's crazy about Ben White being a right back is if Ben White was not a right back, he wasn't playing in a right back position, we would have no right back depth because the third man is Cedric and Dilex. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? So it's kind of at the start of the season, I was thinking the best lineup is kind of like Ben White, Gabriel, Tommy, and Tierney, right? And then he party with our peer Zinchenko, you know, and I think that in this game, I really wish we had gotten an opportunity to see Zinchenko
be in that role where Xhaka was and put Tierney to give them something to think about.
And I was, and what the gripe I had with this game was Arteta watch his team, boy, and change nothing, boy. The one change he make was Ben White because I think he pull up. What's and that? He changed nothing.
And they're saying the
and
same.
I scroll up, I was watching the bench and I was like, wait, who he could really bring
on
here,
said the opponent and I'm saying he was making a statement in this game.
We could really bring on here, boy, like Fabio. But I believe just Dallas swap with Xhaka take Xhaka out, put Tierney in, put Zinchenko in the middle. I felt like that would have been the best substitution there to just to change up the midfield, because Zinchenko running at Tierney midfield is something to worry about, because you know he could find the passes as well. And I found it really strange that he literally attempted to do nothing. I feel like he just settled for the draw in this game when we should have tried and get a win. As much as possible, you should try to get a win. And I'm not sure if it's like, well, I keep in faith and hope and trust in the men out there. Because that is not Arteta style. You know what I mean? If it's not working, he will take you off unless your name is Bukayo Saka. Right?
And but like, even in this game, right, man, let's say, Nketiah playing good and whatnot. I would argue that he's a good player, but he do have the X factor.
I agree, but I
need the X factor, dog.
I think he could find the X factor.
How?
From what I've been seeing.
From where?
From what I've been seeing from the man recent, I'm not saying that he will find the X factor. I'm saying that it could be there, and with this run of games, it's his best chance to find it. That's all I would say, you know? But I wasn't, do take me wrong here, I wasn't disappointed in the game. As I say, your season cannot go perfect. This is the reason why you had a little cushion. I know men watching the games coming up and thinking, wait, there's a real bad drop points, like Newcastle too, bro. Bad drop points is if we went and play, you know, a team close to the bottom. Like we go and we play Leicester, or we play Nottingham Forest and we drop points there.
Yeah.
That's our bad game. These teams on the bottom half of the table. But like dropping points against Newcastle is nothing to be ashamed of. Like they're having a good season. You can't expect the team to just steamroll everybody. And people also forgetting who predicted Arsenal to be on top of the table right now.
5 points clear City.
5 points clear City. Most people thought we would be within third, fourth, fifth fighting. You understand? That's what most people thought.
Well,
you understand? The best we could see for ourselves was third comfortably. You understand? Pushing second dependent. But top of the table, after 17 games, we 5 points clear from Manchester City with Haaland, bro. Give me a break, bro.
Yeah, if it we is playing if it is well, bro. If we keep up this, bro.
You understand?
And Pep, as much as I ain't taking any gas, correct, and we kick the can't catch real.
Yeah, and look at I ain't want the gas because I don't want the gas get to my head. That's the only thing. But I look at it and it's like, we have lost one game all season. Newcastle has lost one game all season. City lost twice. What are you beating up about in this sense? Like, we on championship level form, boy. And City is a hard team to beat. Ask Liverpool. Liverpool had a historic season and they came second. You understand? You have to be the upper echelon every minute of the way to beat that team. So be pro. If Arsenal finish second this season, I am still pro, because I know this team wasn't built to do what it's doing right now. I know men didn't think, because I think men was thinking we 1 or 2 pieces away from the full challenge. And yeah, the challenge, you know, this not exciting only for next season, boy.
The challenge is from next week. Next season was supposed to be the challenge.
Exactly that. This was supposed to be. This season was supposed to be. Yeah, I can see a Arteta plan here. It's coming together. You know what I mean? But look, the plan done reach, bro.
The plan go sit back, before.
Sit back, relax, and chill. Anyway, let me talk about Oxford City. Because we get carried. Trina. I watched this whole game today. I had time to actually watch the game. Arsenal bore the life out of me in this game. And I was kind of disappointed in the lineup. And this game also screamed why we need transfers. That being said, it's like watching Martinelli, Saka, and Nketiah play non-stop football since December the 26th, and we now reach the 9th. 4 games in 2 weeks. It's kind of like all these men are getting arrest. You understand? At least one of them should, at least two of them should arrest. I feel like we have Marquinhos there. I feel like we have No, we don't really have nobody else other than Marquinhos.
We don't have, you know, Smith Rowe come back from injury.
Smith Rowe now come back and he was able to come on this game.
It should have been like Smith Rowe on the left and Marquinhos on the right.
Yeah.
But I feel that I want to break the jinx of getting knocked out in this round in the FA Cup. So he went with a strong attack.
I feel like we have 14 FA Cups, which is the record.
Yeah.
We have our chance to win the league. I don't care if we don't win the FA Cup, bro. Like, I don't care where we get knocked out in the FA Cup. Go for the league. You know what I mean? But while when we're watching this game, this whole game changed. Don't shoot, man. I know you're going on rejoice when I'm about to say this. This whole game changed. Watch when a certain man come off the field in this game.
Who, Lokonga?
Lokonga was subbed off on the 62nd minute. We scored the 63rd minute, though.
Oh, shucks.
Listen, the whole game changed when Lokonga come out on midfield, boy. Before Lokonga take the shot, boy. I don't know if you could see, like, the little fox and thing, boy. The team XG was horrible, boy. The first half, we didn't take our shot until the 40th minute or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Oxford United had 2 shots before we had any shots, dog. It was deplorable how bad the midfield was.
So here was my theory, right?
Sami Nidalen.
Yeah, but Lokonga transfer was mafia.
Nah, I do agree with you.
But nah, because he need a loan. How we still on my side, I have no idea. Yeah, sorry, he here way too long. Remember, I've been saying that a while now. Yeah, way too long.
I'm not ready to give up on him yet.
But I done with you long time, partner. I said it.
You watch our little all or nothing, and that is it.
But mentality is the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Mentality, and
I think
he can't control the midfield for me.
I think my disappointment with Sambi is the man management and him.
His mentality coupled with that.
Last season when Xhaka started the season injured, Sambi started. Sambi was playing good football. People was like, who is that youth man? I like how he looking.
Yeah.
Xhaka came back and Ateta forget who Sambi is. And like since that moment, Sambi just not doing it. And I believe he need to just play the ball. He just need to play football. And you need to go out on alone. But
yeah,
this game, you
need to play football like a child again, dog.
Yeah, you need to just go and enjoy the ball.
I don't want that next El Nelly.
Yeah, you need to go and enjoy the ball. Because I swear to two El Nelly I watched today. I believe he have a big game in him. But it tied too much to how confident he feeling. That's my opinion. I feel like, you know, plenty of players in his position supposed to relish the opportunity to go and play and show the manager why. You know? But I think he need a loan and I wish we could get a loan.
Xhaka's spot there for the taking, dog.
A day for the taking. I find so too. But the man probably don't recognize the nepotism. But anyway, let me touch on that game. Big game from Nketiah today. Brace. Big game from Vieira today. Brace and assist.
Are you talking about my boy Vieira now, right?
Are you talking about Vieira? Vieira did the thing I hate the most about him.
Why?
Being non-existent for large parts of the game. But like, every time I watch you feel, it's like, where's number 21? Making it worse. I was watching this game thinking, the last time we were this chip it all like it. I know it's fast.
Yeah, but
course,
I was like, I
but
was
the cool, last man. Time we were this all like it, we get bagged up. You understand what I'm saying? It's like no red and like them and them playing with all the passion. And then we come now, we playing and I was like, wait, where the passion, way? And Vieira did the disappearing act. And the Conga came off. I think Vieira just gave more opportunity to move a little bit more free with Xhaka in it. And that's so funny, boy. Just as soon as Lokonga come on, we score off the corner. And then he put in the team into set.
But yeah, nah, as I was going to say.
And I just felt like once we had scored on Oxford, I knew we were just going to continue bagging them because they couldn't just continue defending. because the setup nice and the com content for the draw. Like
yeah,
the
but they're not fit. That performance they put on the first half, by the time second half the gas done, the car will be done again.
Yeah, yeah, because I mean Oxford United is what level though? Them is League Two or something.
Yeah, they're not fit. They're not fit. So the match in the first half,
yeah,
just like Newcastle.
Yeah,
but guess what happens second half?
Yeah, this that man called and but Martinelli had Anderson and Rose though.
Rose.
At that time he ran him, and I was like, "What you matching Martinelli face? How long this going to last?"
Then last too long. Martinelli had about 10 more in him.
Yeah,
you look like you are one more and that's it.
But shout out to them, but I appreciate the heart and thing that they play against us with, for
half,
sure.
You earn my respect for that first half performance.
Yeah.
But after that, they had the gas for that second half.
After that, Nketiah come in.
Anyhow.
Fabio.
I want to talk about Vieira, dog.
Is it this? Go ahead.
So, Vieira, sorry to say, but the era for players like you, gone. Mm. Same thing for he reminds me a lot of Ashavan used to do the same thing. Go invisible and just bag up or set up. And Vieira, he needs to work on his game fast because he'll end up just like Aubameyang. Right? Aubameyang, Ashavan, Vieira, all of them fall in the same category where their game is based on end product. So they would float, but they would always create. The problem is when you're floating and you're not creating.
Yeah.
You understand? So, and that's
where you can't provide any more value to the team.
Correct. So, that is just what Odegaard have on top of all of them. He had it too.
Yeah.
You understand? So, Vieira, I rate you, big dog. You could a real pass. You're tuning into the, you know how you give the heart of the cards?
Yeah.
He tuned into the heart of the game, dog. And to look at it, all of his touches, like once he has a little bit of space, he will cut you open, man.
Yeah.
Vieira. But in the Premier League, dog,
look, that,
you don't get that space. You have to function like Ode. Ode, sometimes Ode has no space and he making it happen. Little two touch, pop, beat out two men. Bring that man, thing, get you. Vieira ain't had them thing in him. Although the YouTube highlights make it look like he had them thing in him, eh?
Yeah, for sure. But
so I'm hoping that he just didn't tap into his full potential yet in the club. I know he didn't have no preseason and thing, but how long I gonna make excuse for 17 games going in the season? How long I gonna make that no preseason excuse for?
The funny thing about Vieira is I think he could be a real great player, boy. He has the ability, boy. That ball he put for Nketiah today.
Yep. I was passing that on Nketiah's foot.
When I saw the run on Nketiah, I made that first. I was like, I thought he pointed to the left.
Yeah.
But when I see where he put her, and no.
That make the defender brain dog, malfunction.
That make my brain malfunction because I don't understand how he managed to put out what he put out for the man.
Yeah.
And what I find even crazy about that is.
Like, who's it asks, dog?
What I find even crazy about that is, you're not going to vex it. I think Nketiah's football brain there was real good. Because I think as a striker, you're accustomed, you would learn how to make the runs.
Mm-hmm.
He ran exactly to where that ball was going. So it's either he football brain real good, or he know Vieira is a madman. And just look for, if you looked at how when the ball play, and how Nketiah pick it up, he pick it up in stride. So it's either. And I don't think he was.
Is he waiting on the pass, bro? It's all Vieira.
But everything was all Vieira. But what I liked about it was, it was such a seamless play that the both of them kind of link up one.
Mm-hmm.
And Nketiah didn't need to change his run. He already had the. It just was.
No, Vieira is
kinda,
tuned into the heart of the game, bro.
Is the kind of. Is the kind of goal. That football connoisseurs just love, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is the kind of goal that you should have seen, but if you didn't see it, and it's just so nice. Mm-hmm. I was like, what a goal, boy. I can't remember the other goal. He scored the second goal. He scores also really good, too. The first goal he went around the keeper. And the second goal
was a little dink.
Yeah.
One Martin, and he slipped a trophy.
Good goal, boy. Good stuff. Vieira assisted the corner, yeah. Now, I think. Good stuff, boy. So that was it, boy. Like when I was recording, And I was setting up for today's, like, watching the game, I was like, what's the title today, boy? Because it's like, this team playing garbage, being beaten this team. I don't know how to, again, fed up by the same old troops and get their score too. And I said, you know what? No Gabby, call Eddie.
Shucks.
Call Eddie, boy. Listen, keep going to your body, man. You want to come in the team? 2 goals in the FA, 2 goals in the Prem. Four games, four goals.
I understand that, but the man has no X factor, dog. Bro. When I see it, I didn't get there.
I don't care for the X factor, dog. He's showing. Yeah. Yeah, what I'm saying.
He was scoring against the rest. And men, it's a man who content with that. But he was scoring against the rest.
I don't care.
I'm not content with that.
I don't care about the X factor for right now. Because, and I'll tell you why, because right now we know he's not our starting number nine. We need somebody to score the goals. He proven that he could do that. And I am content as long as he could continue keeping that up. Because if you remember as well, as Gabby was adding so much things to the game, but Gabby wasn't scoring. You understand what I'm saying?
Pegman, that's a myth. Gabby had, I think, 9 goal contributions or something like that.
Bro.
In 10 games, somewhere like that.
Bro.
He wasn't scoring, but he was setting up. I'm telling you.
Bro.
Don't pull up the thing, though, because you're fighting Gabby. You're fighting wild.
I'm not fighting you, man.
You're fighting wild.
I'm not fighting you, man, though. The man started scoring early and then coming on to the end. I'm not fighting you, man. Eh? All I say about Gabby is there was a point when the man just was not scoring, though. And you can't tell him otherwise. He wasn't scoring.
You're fighting wild. The man have 5 assists, dog.
Dog, you know, yeah, man. I ain't talking about no assists, dog. The man wasn't scoring at all.
The man have 5 assists and 5 goals. The man have 10 goal contributions.
Which is good. I'm happy. It just had a point.
In about 12 games. That is excellent.
In 14 return, games, bro.
It was 14.
It's good return.
How many games he missed? There's 2?
He never missed no games.
Yes, but yeah.
When he missed games.
I mean, so Nketiah sweating, how long Nketiah sweating?
Nketiah starts sweating, boxing there. Gabby play everything, time, and I get injured in the World Cup. Man.
Right, so then that will make it 11, and out of 11 game.
Bro, the man play 14 matches, though. Get right there on foot mob, though. Right there on foot mob.
All right.
14
still,
Premier League matches.
Right, 10 contributions in 14 games.
No, it's good, enough. Don't get me wrong, man. All I'm saying is, he not in the team right now. Nketiah coming and providing goals, bro. And I am happy that the man could come and do that. And we ain't having this big drop-off. And what I would say... What I like about Gabby is... Gabby really allowed Martinelli and Saka to be the stars. Nketiah can't do that. But Nketiah will... As far as I could see, the team could still play in such a way that we could still score goals. Which is what I like. So it's not the ideal football, but we still scoring and we still there, we still saying something, which is why I'm happy about. That's all I wanted to say. No Gabby, call Eddie. That's it.
I know some that one. I know not train though. You don't not train by yourself.
Nah, I proud of him, man, doing what is he doing right now. And a lot of people have the man down bad though.
He's a great player. No,
too much people on him, man. Long bad. Anyway, let me look to wrap it up real quick. We had the 2 games coming up. Manu, Tottenham on Sunday, 12:30. Then we are Manu after that. Big test, because I mean, if we lose these 2 games and City win the next 2, we second, you know. But however, I'm not fearful about it.
We are Tottenham ground.
We are Tottenham ground. We home at Man U.
This manager is sickening, but if we play every game we are custom playing it, in spite of how good this manager is, I don't think Tottenham are the quality to be three.
I think these 2 games.
So I could see we winning in Tottenham grounds a little 2-1.
I think these 2 games, bro, are real interesting.
And the Man U game? Games. Must win. It must win and it will be tight, but we're going to win another 1-0.
I think them 2 games are going to be real interesting. But I believe we will beat Tottenham. I am more worried about the Manchester United game because
we home or no?
I know we home. I'm more worried about the game for the simple fact. Ten Hag drop Cristiano. Cristiano went and make the little interview thing. He dropped out his squad and this team rolling, dog. This team come out here. They're playing some good football on the way up. The fourth right now on the table. Tottenham, fifth right now on the table. So it's two difficult matchups. Now, what I think about these games is, I believe 6 points, eh? I'm not going to play a pass. I think we could beat both teams.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was telling somebody the other day, I don't know what it is about Arsenal when we go to Old Trafford. You can't seem to win there. And when Man U come to Emirates, they also struggle to win by us. So I think we could get you win there. And I don't worry about Tottenham because Tottenham is Tottenham. I'm not saying they can't beat us, but I've seen it unlikely.
They can't beat us.
I've seen it very, very, very unlikely. I don't worry about Tottenham. It. And that's why I wasn't worried too much about the Newcastle game because I think just that draw is enough ammunition for Tata to tell them, man, Olympias. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just that draw, it was enough to tell Atata to put the fire back in them and to continue making a statement like we here to stay. And that's what, to me, that's what the two games are about.
Yeah.
Statements. Like, oh, they thought we was done. Nah.
Really?
You know what I mean? And I feel, because what I thought about this is, when you look at it, we play in Tottenham, Man U, and in the same way, Manchester City playing Man U, Tottenham. So all four teams wrapped up in a real big 2 game weeks now, eh? Because when Tottenham plays us, next match is City. When Man U plays us, they just play City. So it's gonna be like a real,
yeah.
So I mean, it'll be interesting.
Exciting games.
Yeah, it's real. It's going to be a test for all four teams, and I would absolutely love it if Arsenal and Man City just beat the two of them. Even though I would love if we beat the two of them and they still take points off our City so we could be more comfortable. But I would also love if we just beat them and tell them pipe down on any chummy level. You know what I mean? But I would take the 6 points, no problem.
Yeah.
And we good to go. Any thoughts on the transfer market? Not players, we'll see. But
any thoughts on the transfer market? It needs to close. But I just find like we're taking too long.
Close because Chelsea just buying everybody. So
we taking too long to take every player. So like, this drag for fed up with this drag for January thing. Like,
I would not be surprised if we don't sign anybody. Yeah?
I learned from last season, bro. Yeah, if they didn't get the right player, they're not going to splurge.
Last season, I felt like we. And at this moment, one thought on it all. It's a little more detail than what you say. But I feel like last season, we needed a striker. And Arsenal say, we're not just going to bring in anybody on any old contract to mess up what we have planned for the future. You understand? And looking back at it, I'm glad it didn't do it. Because had we gotten through with a striker that we didn't really want,
We may not have been able to get Jesus, and we may not have been able to put ourselves in the position.
I think that ship sailed.
I know why.
That ship sailed. I think the season, even now. Yeah, I think that ship sailed. I don't think we would get him. I don't even think we're interested anymore. But I would love for us to get a decent winger so that we could do that rotation thing. On the wings, because that Martinelli Saka right through till we did thing, the men gonna be tired. So I think the two places we need players is we need a midfielder, because if any one of Partey or Xhaka goes down, we in trouble. We need a forward player for sure who could play on the wings, probably a striker. Although Gabby should come back in February, I think.
Yeah, because his surgery was so quick that
I think he coming back February or early March or something like that. But you can like, look out, man. You know what I mean? But yeah, so I think we just need about 3 players to, and this is my thing. Even we had a learning lesson from last season. Yes, you don't want to disrupt the team too much. But if disrupting the teams mean winning the title, then disrupt the team, bro. Mm-hmm. I think you could figure out that level of disruption when summer come. You understand what I'm saying? Because they're going and have players on the team right now. That there are players on the team right now that should be moving on.
Yeah.
And if disrupting the team, but making it better, like raising our floor for now and giving us a better base in the summer to, you know, make different purchases, I will be on board with that. But just like last season,
we had the opportunity to push and go for the top four.
And we didn't do it. And now we have the opportunity to push and go and win the league. Because who knows who can win the league with Manchester City in the league. You know what I mean? You had the opportunity to do it. You had to go and do it now. And I want us to make those signings if we can.
Yeah.
But I don't want we to overdo it. Now nobody bossing nothing because Anthony sell for much of a million.
You we feel care like what Anthony
no, but dog, it's just like it's like that time when Chelsea had bought Fernando Torres for 50 million just to mash up the whole transfer market, change values at everybody. Like men saying, also Fernando Torres in this form with 50. Guess what? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just these really expensive transfers, there's totally the shiny market because men looking at, hey, if that man could get 80 million, I find this player better. You have to pay me at least 80. And men going on say, he might be better than that player, but that player that I buy for 80 was not worth 80. I mean, not paying you that. So it's interesting in that aspect. So, I mean, I know the Arsenal team, Edu, Ateta, those men are going to make the sensible decision.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about it. But we need that winger, we need that shaker, we need Ahmed just to push out. And Ahmed just so that we could send Sambi on loan. And winger too, we could send Marquinhos on loan. These are players that I think could come and become our upper echelon soon. Or not. And the loan will help us see that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that's what I want to see happen. I wish we could get those 3 players in. And you know. That's it. You have anything else you want to talk about concerning the team?
Not a thing. Yeah. I want Modric, but not at that price.
Modric. Yeah. You could get confused with Modric and Modric. Eh?
No, it's Modric.
Modric. Yeah, man, the Ukrainian. I think we could come on. We just had to negotiate it well. And if not, some of it. That being said, as you know, we take the little pause for the World Cup. Christmas is 2023, so you know we're gonna be back every other week, every 2 weeks. We're gonna have an episode up for you all, right? We want to thank you all for listening. As always, it's been our pleasure, it's been fun. We want to remember to like, share, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, tell anybody you know that is an Arsenal fan about the Guna or TT. And I repeat to myself, and I thank you all for listening. As always, and this has been Guna Pod TT. Boom!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Guna Pod TT.